It's a stereo. I should not sing.
Hello, you sexy people. Welcome.
I'm Tamara.
And I'm Ariel. Am I Rao? Am I Ariel? What's my name?
You're Rel.
I'm Rel in this scenario.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Can we just cut that out?
No, you can be whatever you want, actually.
I don't want you guys to know my real name.
I'm leaving it in. Or else I have to change my name.
I'm whatever you want me to be. What's your real name?
Tamara. Still. Anyway.
Hi.
This Fearful Friends podcast.
We're here being fearful of life. And also friends. I'm afraid of you.
As you should be. I am.
That's a scary bitch over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How was your week?
It was fine.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, oh, I've got all these things lined up to talk about. And then I'm like, it's fine.
I think because I have the drive over here, I like just sit and think about like what exactly I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. And then I just like, I go to the bar before I do this. So then I just drink it all away.
No, you just go in the backyard and like yell at your dogs to poop.
Hold on. Let me just think really quick. Can you sing that song? Thank you.
Do 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 do.
Yep, nothing worth complaining about. I mean, it's life. All right, go on. Oh my god.
Well,
hold on. I might think of something later. Oh, I mean, I do have something to talk about, true crime wise. But go first.
Well, I'm gonna bitch about work then.
That's kind of our job.
Yeah. I had this old guy come into the bank. And I was sitting, I know, and I was sitting in the front lobby being like the greeter.
Super cute.
And he walks in and I could just like look at him and know he's going to be a fucking problem. Like he looked like a little fucking weasel.
Yeah.
And he comes up to the desk and he said, I need help setting up my Zelle. And I'm like, sure, I can help you with that.
Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
I was like, I just need to see your smartphone. And you need you to log on to your app on your phone. No, I want to do it online. Like, it only
do you
works.
You have your laptop with you then?
Right, which he didn't. I said, well, it only works with our app. Yeah. You can only use Zelle through the app. You can't log into your online banking like on a desktop and do it. It's only for the app. And he's like, no, you can do it through the online banking. And I'm like,
do it then, is what I would have said. All right.
Yeah.
Do it then.
Yeah.
Which, why do you need help? If you know you can do it.
Yeah. So I pull up like our instructions on like assisting clients to sign up for Zelle. Eligibility for Zelle. Number one, a bank account.
Must
number
have a
two, number two, an email or phone number. Number three, smartphone with blah, 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 bank's app on it. And he's like, no, you're reading that wrong. Read it again. And I'm like,
what?
So I would like read the whole sentence. And he's like, no, stop. You're not reading the whole sentence. So I'd read the whole sentence again. And he'd go, no, no.
You're skipping over things.
Read the entire sentence. So I'd read the entire sentence again. It's the same sentence. No, you're skipping it. And then he wants to say, no, these are options. You can have one or the other of these. You just have to have one of these. And I said, no. Eligibility, and it's like in bold letters, must have all
Tamara,
of the following.
You shouldn't have to fight with people about these things. This is like...
That is my job.
Toppings on a McChicken. What is going on?
Yeah. And then I even logged into my own online banking and then like pulled up the like register for Zelle from online banking like on the desktop.
Uh-huh.
To show him, when you try to do it that way, you click to register. The next step is to download the app on your phone. And he just kept telling me, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's very simple.
You're reading it wrong. You're lying.
It's very simple. Okay, it's so simple, sir, that you're in a bank trying to ask how to download Zelle under your phone.
You know he's going to go home on his desktop and log into the fucking Truth Network or whatever.
Well, thankfully,
whatever the Trump network is,
someone
just be like, they're lying to us.
Yeah. Someone thankfully came in and was standing behind him. And he was like on my desk, like his leaning like with his hips on the desk and his whole top half of his body on my desk, just
looking at my computer. Why am I picturing someone that looks a lot like Gary Busey?
This man was little.
All teeth.
Little and bald and had like really round eyes and just was like tiny. He's like a very petite man, but just his face looked like he was smelling poop. And thankfully someone else came in behind him and he was like, it's fine, whatever, I'll just go home and I'll call tech support. I'm like,
okay, money. I hope they read the same fucking sentence to you over and over and over again. Yeah. Get your like, money's worth.
It's like a big thing. Like, it's only on the app. And, like, I know this. But even him
it's
saying that to me, I'm like...
We use it all the time.
I'm like, am I wrong? No. Like, I still have to go in and look. And I'm like, no, I'm not wrong. Like, this dude is making me feel stupid. Meanwhile, I just want to be like, dude, do you think I'm doing this to entertain you? Like, I'm just trying not to poop my pants right now. Get the fuck away from me.
Did you have to poop?
I mean, I always have to fucking poop at work.
Were you about to poop your pants? Because that would definitely expedite the situation.
I should have just shit my pants.
I'm sorry, sir. I have to poop. I have to go.
Sir, I just had an accident.
That would have gotten him to go away. Man. What the hell's wrong with people?
I don't know.
Take a cue.
But.
For my poopy pants.
I mean, thankfully he wasn't like irate about it. And like mean or like angry. That's true. He was just like
confused. He was confused about why you were lying to him.
He was very like, no, I'm right. I'm gonna go home and do it. And I'm like, okay, you go right ahead.
You have fun.
Enjoy your Friday night.
I can't even sign up for like the Capital One coupons on my phone. I have to log in from a desktop, which is like wild.
Capital One coupons.
You know, like, Capital One, like, it's like savings, like...
Oh, like...
Yeah, you have to, like, log in like from bonuses. A desktop to do it. I'm like, I don't even own a desktop. Why do I... Can't you just, like... I shop a lot from my phone, from the toilet. Like, can't you just...
Only from the toilet.
Mostly from the toilet or my bed. Just apply those coupons to my phone.
Yeah. So... People are crazy. I'm so fucking sick of them.
People be wild. Yeah. Let's talk about global warming.
It's global warming.
Global boiling, am I right?
But
it's happening. It's in the news.
I don't want to talk about it, actually. Yeah. No, I don't want to talk about global warming because I'm scared of it. And,
that's why we all just need to, like, plant in our gardens and... Enjoy the earth while we can, even though everything I've tried to plant in the earth has fried and boiled because it's so goddamn hot here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
All my tomatoes are dead. You're lucky you haven't killed my... Actually, you did kill one of my pepper plants. I just had to mow over it the other day. I'm really sad about it. But I have 3 left.
Are you okay? Your eyes are tearing up.
I am. I planted that when I first moved here.
I've had it since it was a baby.
I did. I literally planted it from seed. But it's okay. It's fine. I have my other one. It's got peppers on it. We'll see if they get to term.
Okay. Alrighty.
Or if we have to abort the babies.
I can't plant anything. I'm a murderer.
That's not true. That's not true. I thought I was a murderer too. But... The funny thing is, the worst thing you can do is water them.
See, here's the thing. I just don't have the energy.
You don't have to do anything.
You do. I've killed so many things.
All those plants in my dining room right now, I water once every 2 weeks.
But what about everything outside?
It's Florida. It rains a lot. Sometimes if we go through a drought, I have to water them with a hose, but... That's why I only planted them on the left side of my house where my hose is.
Yeah, I've tried. I kill everything. So tell me about your update, your true crime update.
Here we go! So I did talk to you about this the last episode.
Yes, the Gilbo Beach.
OMG, the Long Island serial killer has potentially been caught. So, the update that they did today, I'm so excited to announce. 10:30 this morning, they did a press conference. I took notes. Here we go. Define them. I might need glasses.
You watched a press conference and took notes? I'm so proud of you.
Well, technically I was working, so I watched it after I got
I'm
off
even
work.
More proud of you.
Well, I watched it after
oh,
I got
oh, you
off
should
work.
Have watched it at
It
work.
Was on YouTube.
Like how I only get ready at work.
Well, I only have 4 hours to work today.
Okay.
So I really actually had to get work done. I couldn't just watch a press conference. They didn't have just an audio thing that I could plop in my ear. But I did. I was sitting at the bar watching the video. And the bartender asked me probably about 6 times, what you watching? What you doing? And I'm like, big news in the true crime world. And he's just like, oh. Thought it was funny. Okay, so
I thought it was pathetic. No, just, he thought it was pathetic. I'm proud of you.
This is a big deal. This is probably one of the first cases I've ever actually like followed from unsolved to potentially solved. It's a big deal.
Yes.
For me, at least. And I'm sure a lot of other people.
I'm trying to I see it on TikTok and I'm like, no, I'm going to let Rel cover this. So I'm not going to listen to all the details.
No, I want you to listen to it. It's a big deal. These people deserve to have their shit finally brought out. Trials take so long. Yeah. You know, like this guy's probably not even going to go to trial for another couple of years. I mean, like the next big trial that I'm waiting for is the Delphi.
Mm-hmm.
The Delphi guy.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I mean, his trial has been put off again. So we'll see if it happens in the next 2 years. I mean, we don't know. Following that one too. I literally have alarms in my calendar for when his trial has been put off to, because I'm determined to follow a trial from start to finish.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm determined. It's a big deal. So, as we know, last week, potentially the Long Island serial killer has been caught.
And so by last week, we mean
whenever we last released an episode. Who knows?
Yeah. But our episodes are going to be released, you know, later.
Whenever we decide to release them. So right now it is the beginning of August. So mm-hmm. last week, we probably recorded an episode mid-July. So mid-July, they had announced that the Long Island serial killer had potentially been caught. He was mm-hmm. arrested. He has not been convicted yet. But it is a architect living in Manhattan, whatever. So then this morning I'm heading to work and I was just perusing on Facebook.
While you were driving? Proud of you.
No, it was while I was eating my eggs and toast. Okay. Thank you. Drinking my Death Wish coffee, trying to give myself a heart attack. I was on Facebook and the Shannon Gilbert memorial page that I follow had posted that there was going to be a press conference at 10:30. And I was just like, oh my fucking God. Either they're going to link the Shannon Gilbert case to Lisk, the Long Island serial killer, or, I don't know, something weird's going to break in the case. So, basically, there were, 10 bodies or something found along Gilgo, and there were several unidentified bodies. Today, they have identified one of the bodies.
Okay.
They have not said... They have not linked said identified body to the architect that they arrested,
mm-hmm.
but it just, I guess, time, just coincidentally, it happened around the same time that he was arrested, which is a little wonky to me.
Right,
finally, I mean, she went missing her body was found in 96. So, today, she was identified where 2 weeks ago her potential killer was I don't know. So I just want to read this little blurb because it's it's just amazing. On April 20th, 96, legs were found in a black garbage bag at Blue Point Beach in the vicinity of Davis Park on Fire Island in Suffolk County. Red polish on all the toes of the legs. The reporter who found the legs in 96 told a reporter the nail polish from the pedicure was still fresh. April 12th, 2011, her skull was found off of Ocean Parkway west of Tobey Beach in Nassau County. So we're talking 96 to 2011. Hold on. 16 years apart. Body parts found from the same body.
6 to 11?
96 to 2011.
Oh, 96.
Yep, 96 to 2011. and her torso and hands were never recovered. July 2017 was the day that her father had officially declared her deceased. Again, we still didn't know who she was, but we're just, now that we know who she is. So her skull was found in 2011 in Nassau County. So that's like whatever, however many years it was from the time that her legs were found. Her torso and hands were never recovered. In July 2017, her father had her officially declared deceased. In that legal filing, the father stated that he spoke to multiple law enforcement agencies to try to report her missing. He had hired a private investigator to determine her whereabouts and spoke to several acquaintances of hers, but I guess she was technically never reported missing.
Did he really sad. Did he know about that body or suspect, or do you not? I'm asking too many questions.
I'm sure he probably, I mean, they hadn't found it. So, okay. Damn, I should have looked up when she actually went. I think she actually went missing in 96 when her legs were found. But I don't want to say because I could totally fucking be wrong. Like I am about everything else. Anyways. Today, these remains, formerly known as Fire Island Jane Doe or Jane Doe number 7, were identified through genealogical DNA as Karen Varagata, and there is still no comment if it's related to the dude that they just arrested, but still a big deal. And yes, she was working as, it was known that she was working as an escort at the time, which does not, like, lessen her fucking life or anything like that, but it does play into the dude's MO of all the women that were found were sex workers in some capacity. And I'm still kind of wondering, there was, like, Fire Island Jane Doe, and then there was the Asian male, John Doe, and then there was a little baby. So I'm just like,
Oh my God.
Although I don't know if those two were related to Fire Island. There's a lot of bodies on that island. There's a whole ass map.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There's a lot of bodies on that island. That's why it's like such a big deal, because like so many people think there's actually two serial killers working in tandem. You know? Sorry, I just didn't mean to belch into the microphone. But it's exciting that we possibly have caught one in our lifetime. Because that's wild. You know, like how like the 70s were like the fucking heyday of, I know I sound so excited, I shouldn't be smiling right now, but like.
But I mean, he got caught. That's like.
Yeah.
Really awesome.
It's a big deal. It is a big deal. Especially like this. I've been following this case for like fucking 10 years. And I'm just like. What?
Yeah.
What?
And the fact that like.
And they just identified another Jane Doe. Like, yeah. That's a big fucking deal.
Yeah. The fact that the families of all of these people can finally have.
And it's just sad to hear that like the dad tried to report her missing. And because she was a sex worker, it was like, she chose this life. Like, fuck you. She's still a person. Like, she still has family. She didn't just want. Nobody wants to be missing. Yeah. Unless you're like $1 million in debt. Like.
Unless you want to be missing.
We're not Steve Jobs, okay?
My story next week is about someone that wanted to be missing.
Steve Jobs?
No.
Oh. Do you want to go?
No. I'm not ready.
God damn it. I'm not ready either, but here we are.
Here we are. I'm ready.
All right. So, today, I have a lot of notes, but I also feel like this is something I could talk about willy-nilly, but I mostly get anxious because I don't want to, like, do any of these tribes wrong. So, this is like a folklore slash cryptid type thing.
Ooh.
From my homeland, the great north of Michigan slash, like, the Canada, you know, Wisconsin area. Today, we're going to be talking about the Wendigo. Sorry, why do you look so excited? I love that. You're so excited. So you know how much I hate talking about cryptids and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying that this is like slash folklore, because it kind of is slash folklore. Like some people believe that it's a physical being, and then most like Native American tribes think it's more of a spiritual being. So I'm just gonna like lay it right down the middle. And God, I hate cryptids. I do.
I don't even feel like this is a cryptid.
Good. Okay. So then we're going to go, we're going to lean into the folklore then. All right. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. So the Wendigo or Wendigo or 78,000 other ways to say it, pronounce it, spell it.
Aren't you not supposed to say its name?
I did read that, but I'm going to do it anyway because I have been reading about it for 3 days and so saying it out loud.
You need to spread it around.
And I haven't eaten anyone yet.
You haven't eaten anyone?
No, not yet.
Okay.
So the Wendigo hasn't possessed me yet. Although it is known that I could possess your friends. But they tend to go for the more greedy people. I'm not so much of a greedy person. I mean, like, I did buy us a whole pizza.
Oh, thank you.
You know, like, I didn't eat the whole thing. I only ate, like, 2 pieces. Okay? All right. So, the Wendigo is a mythological, cannibalistic monster that is associated with harsh winters and described as either a fearsome beast that stalks and eats humans or as a spirit that possesses humans. There's a lot of, you know, both happen, physical, spiritual, whatever, causing them to turn into cannibals. And it can be found in the forests of the Great Lake region. That's my hometown. What, what?
Okay.
Sorry. We don't. The only other cryptid that we have is fucking Dogman. And it's so stupid. Dogman is so stupid.
Like, all Florida has is like freaking Swamp Ape or whatever you
call it. Yeah. You have fucking Sasquatch. And don't you have like Chupacabra down here or some shit?
I don't know.
Some weird also reptile thing. I don't know. Also, you guys have Florida Man. You're good.
Yeah.
Florida Man's its own cryptid. Are you looking at pictures of the Wendigo? It's horrifying. I'm going to read some descriptions to you, well, too.
Before you go on, in my mind, Wendigo and skinwalkers,
actually, are they the same thing? Actually, they're very similar. But I feel like skin...
Is that another word you're not supposed to say?
So, people don't like it when you say skinwalkers. Like, I know that people on... Like Elena and Ash on Morbid don't like it when people... I don't know. I guess like when you say skinwalker.
Maybe
skinwalker,
we should stop saying
skinwalker. Don't they say like flesh pedestrians?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Because like when you say skinwalker, what? It's like a huge trigger. I don't know.
And I think it has to do with also with like the tribes. Like you're not supposed to say it.
Oh. Well,
or something.
I feel bad. Damn it.
But. And then they also call him
a TV show about
they also
it.
Call
They're
him
fine.
A windy boy. So like for that's from
that's just a beer.
But that's from the Wendigo, so that's where I'm confused.
A windy boy?
Yeah.
That literally sounds like a beer I had last week.
But they refer to them interchangeably, so that's why I get them confused.
I did see that like skinwalkers and
can we say SW?
Oh my god. Pedestrians.
No, I don't
and
like the way
what,
that sounds.
Do I need to come up with fucking a SW. Jargon for Wendigo also? Because technically, if you say Wendigo too many times, they say that you can sick one on you.
Can you say
are you that Winnebago?
What we call it Windy.
Fine. So the Windy.
Now I want Wendy's.
The Windy. No. No, you just had pizza. Yes, I did read some articles where the Windy and the SWs are similar in the sense that, like, I guess if you think about them, you can maybe produce them if you believe that type of thing, you know.
Maybe I should just let you read your notes.
I'm just gonna
instead
read
instead of just asking you
what
questions.
Google says, because I'm not getting paid for this. Don't come after me. Anyways, where did I leave off? Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. It can come from the Great Lakes.
Yes, the Great Lakes.
And Canada. Also Minnesota, Wisconsin, all of those northern, you know, middle of the country states. They call them the North Woods, but the North Woods are very vast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like... around the Great Lakes. So, like, you got Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and then you have the UP and southern central Canada.
And the UP is the upper peninsula of...
Yep, we... and it's got Michigan. The Upers in it. Okay. Yeah, the upper peninsula of Michigan.
Oh, that's why they call them the Upers, because they're the UP?
Yeah.
I just put that...
I'm not from the upper peninsula. I am from Traverse City, though. Kind of close to the Upers, but...
Put the mitten away.
I will never! Sorry, Matt. I will never put... Oh, my God. I just got so hot. I will never put my mitten away. It's the only way I can tell people where I'm from. Tell people where you're from in Florida.
I'll pull my dick out.
Yeah, you're going to pull your wiener out. Because that's what you do. Don't take a wiener. Okay.
See that little freckle?
I'm sorry, listeners. Now I have a headache. God. All right. The legend exists in oral history long before the white man took over this country and ruined it. The first known written mention of the Wendigo appears in a 1636 report by Paul Lejeune, a French Jesuit missionary living among the Algonquin people in what is now Quebec.
Quebec. Not Quebec? Quebec?
I think us white people call it Quebec, but I think it's Quebec. I don't know, actually. I didn't take French.
Yeah.
But I also tried to read that report. But it was so boring. And it didn't say anything about a Wendigo. It was just like, God this, God that. And I was like, ugh.
That's my style of research.
I really tried. And then I was just like, why do you have to bring religion into it? I know he was a missionary, but like, God.
Oh my God. Not even religious.
That's funny. That was funny. That was a joke. Descriptions of the creature vary. I wrote somewhat, but apparently they vary a lot. Because in further research, I realized it was just like, there's like, what the original Native Americans believed it to be, and then there's like modern concepts, and now there's video games and pop culture, and it's wild. So what do you think of when you, I mean, you already Googled a picture. What do you think of when you think of the Wendigo?
Before that, I thought of an SW.
Okay, that's probably more like what it,
but for me, an SW is like a shapeshifter. And it can take a whole bunch of different forms, like you think it's your, yeah, a person or animals, and like they show those like creepy.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what a
Wendy.
I'm gonna say it.
Okay.
A Wendigo.
If anything bad happens, our respect. I'm coming after you. I think I've been possessed.
Now, right this second.
Oh no, that's just heartburn.
Good luck getting out of your chair. I have you locked in right now. Okay. So, the Algonquin legend describes the feature as, quote, a giant with a heart of ice, sometimes thought to be entirely made of ice. Its body is skeletal and deformed with missing lips and toes.
Hmm.
And they say missing lips because its hunger is so great that it eats its own lips. Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
I want people to imagine that face you're making. It's not pretty.
That's what the Wendigo looks like.
Pictures sorry, just I look like stop. A wild deer mixed with Sasquatch.
Here's what I'm picturing. One of the Walking Dead zombies. Albeit lips. Just teeth. The Ojibwa tribe describe it as, quote, a large creature, as tall as a tree, with a lipless mouth and jagged teeth. Its breath was a strange hiss, its footprints full of blood, and it ate any man, woman, or child who ventured into its territory, and those were the lucky ones. Sometimes the Wendigo chooses to possess a person instead, and the luckless individual would become a Wendigo himself, hunting down those he had once loved and feasting upon their flesh. Sorry.
That was even more scary.
Wild! Okay, here we go. Here's another description. Okay. That's great. Another description comes from Basil, super fancy, H. Johnson, an Ojibwa teacher and scholar. He says, quote, "The Wendigo was gaunt to the point of emaciation, its desiccated skin pulled tightly over its bones, with its bones pushing out against the skin, its complexion the ash gray of death, and its eyes pushed back deep into their sockets. The Wendigo looked like a gaunt skeleton, recently disinterred from the grave. What lips it had were tattered and bloody, unclean, and suffering from suppuration of the flesh. The Wendigo gave off a strange and eerie odor of decay and decomposition, of death and corruption."
I know you were trying to be scary, but can you read me bedtime stories?
Right? I've got a good voice sometimes.
Or Audible books.
I can do it. Actually, isn't there an app I can log on to and like, they will pay me for my voice? I can read, you know?
Put that on your resume. I can
even do pig noises if they need me to. Okay. So that was wild, right? One of the... This one is really fun to me. Okay. So, you know, there's like, you know, the description, whatever. But I want to get to the dirt. The real documented cases.
Okay.
We've got one. Or maybe more. But this one is like the most famous.
Okay.
Here we go. A Cree Native American named Swift Runner. He was a trapper and guide in central Canada in the 1800s. And he had led a pretty regular life. He was married and had 6 kids. But then European settlers moved into the area and they killed off all the buffalo because they were dicks. They were trying to get all the indigenous tribes out of the area. So, kind of forced this guy to, you know, take his life in his own hands. So, in the dead of winter in 1878, Swift Runter, not Runter, Runter? No. No.
Okay.
Swift Runner left his village, took his whole family, his mother, his brother, his wife, and his children, into the wilderness to hunt for food. But in the spring, he returned alone. He told people that he was the only one who survived and that everyone else had starved to death. But he had returned heavier than he was when he had left.
Something's not adding up, sir. Everyone was like,
I don't think you starved, so why did they?
Yeah.
So his wife's family grew super suspicious and went to the Northwest Mounted Police, which was new-ish. Like, they were trying to get their feet on the ground in the area. This was a time before law and order was a thing.
Okay.
So they went to them with their concerns. Swift Runner led a small group of policemen to the grave near his camp. And he was like, "This is one of my boys. He died. I buried him there." And the police opened the grave and found the bones. But there were bones all over the camp. And this one grave didn't account for all the bones that were all over the damn place. So they were like, "Hey, bud, what's going on? Where's the rest of your family?" And without much prodding at all, he began to describe exactly what happened. He told them that it began with nightmares. He was just having nightmares every night. And in his nightmares, a Wendigo spirit began calling on him to consume the people around him. They had emergency stores of food, but for some reason, the Wendigo said, "You need to eat your family. This is the only way." So one day, it took over, and the spirit finally took control. He killed and ate his wife. The Wendigo then, not satisfied, forced one of the children to kill and butcher his younger brother. And then hung Swift Runner's infant by the neck from a lodgepole. He ate his entire family, including sucking the bone marrow out of every single one of them. It was later told to police that he had also done away with his brother and mother, and he acknowledged that she had been a bit tough. The horrified police gathered the mutilated remains and transported Swift Runner to Fort Saskatchewan, where he was convicted of murder and hung.
Okay. What year was this?
This was in 1878.
Okay.
Why?
I'm just wondering.
You're like, this sounds like yesterday.
It could have been.
Well, we'll get to that.
Right.
So, that's like that the most like... documented thing. And then there's like, after that, there was kind of this idea of like Wendigo psychosis, where people are kind of like blaming things on the Wendigo. Because there was an emergency storage of food, they were like, he knew that there was that there. So he didn't have to go Wendigo. So then they're just like, oh, he's just like blaming it on the Wendigo. But
it's like he had like cabin fever or something. But yeah. Also like he was a Native American. Like,
yeah, it's what, weird. What are you... And if you look at the picture of him, it's just like, wow. That's like a really long time ago. It's wild that there was even a picture of him in 1878. Just a picture of Swift Runner. It's wild. I didn't even know we had cameras back then. Another interesting tidbit of history, we have Jack Fiddler, the Wendigo hunter.
Okay.
He was a famous shaman for his alleged ability to conjure animals and protect his people from spells, and most importantly, to the people of the region. He claimed that he could defeat Wendigos, 14 of them already, to be exact. He said that some were sent against his people by enemy shamans, and that others were members of his own tribe who were consumed by an insatiable urge to eat human flesh. One of these was his own brother, who he claims he had to exterminate after he turned Wendigo when the food ran out on a trading expedition. Yeah, he's just like, you're Wendigo! Are you hungry? I heard your stomach growl! So, again... This was a time before any sort of police presence. No one knew that there were laws. So authorities were trying to establish themselves as like a thing. Like, there are laws now, homie. You can't just run around killing people because you think they might be a possessed person. Like, so they arrested him.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, they arrested him. And charged him with murder, and that he committed suicide before he could go to trial. Then there was like another thing that they were like trying to hook to the Wendigo that was semi more recent, but it was kind of just like, was he crazy or was he Wendigo? And it was that one Greyhound bus. You heard about that. I think
yes,
My Favorite Murder did an episode on it where that guy just like... lost it on the Greyhound bus and like ripped that dude's head off and was like eating him and shit while everybody fucking watched from the road. They were just like, he was a Wendigo or maybe he just had schizophrenia. And it's just like, what?
How many things could you equate to that?
I don't know. I just...
The guy in Miami on bath salts, right? That was a Wendigo.
Was he a Wendigo? Basically, they're just like, the gist that I got was, it's a cautionary tale of desperation, greed, most of all. I mean, when you get to the point where you do anything for food or anything like that, or, I mean, it's not even like out of starvation. Like, some believe that the Wendigo could come if you're just being too like greedy about a certain thing. I'm really greedy about like popcorn chicken. But I haven't gone cannibal yet. But I would say, like, if you go camping, you run out of food, don't eat your friend. Because if you do decide to turn to cannibalism, if you're out there starving, then that's a sure sign that you're going to be like, Wendigo, come over here.
Or it's a sure sign that people are going to accuse you.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, if the Wendigo was real, then, like, hey, here I am. I'm over here chomping on a femur. Hello.
If I am starving.
Bone marrow.
If I'm starving in the woods or anywhere, you know, like, horrible situation. And it's...
I will eat some leaves.
If whoever I'm with dies...
Would you eat me if I died?
I'm gonna eat you.
Me? Tamara?
If you die, yeah. And I'm about to die if I don't eat anything.
Really? I don't know if I would eat you.
I'd start with drinking your blood.
Ew. I'd probably be really thirsty. That's the worst part of me. I probably have diabetes.
Or low iron.
Don't do that. I would bury you.
Thanks.
Then I would go vegan. In the woods.
What if we're not in the woods? What if we're on a boat?
It doesn't matter. I've watched enough Naked and Afraid. I can survive on my own.
On a boat in the middle of the ocean?
Naked and Afraid. Eaten by sharks. That's an episode. Pretty sure.
Okay. I love that show.
I know. It's on Discovery Plus. I just got it and I can't stop watching it. I just watched Naked and Afraid Brazil. It's not even in English and I love it. The Brazil people are so fiery. I love it. There's so much drama.
I could never.
What, watch subtitles?
No. Go on that show.
Be Naked and Afraid. Anytime I like go to the beach and I take my shoes off, I'm not even joking. I go, Naked and Afraid! I just start running around picking up sticks. I'm not even joking. The last like four times, man, I have been to the beach, I like take my shoes off and I'm like, I can start a fire from this. He's like,
he's so lucky.
Yeah, bitch, try. It's just a little wet, but if I make a friction fire.
You must be a hoot at the beach.
It was so great. I hate the sand. I just need a lot of things to distract me from the sand.
Okay, next.
What?
You have more stories? Was that the end?
I think so. That's the end of the Wendigo. Don't get eaten.
Is he real?
Or is she? I was like, don't be sexist now, Tamara. We've come so far.
Are they real?
I don't know.
Are they going to turn me into a cannibal, or am I going to become a cannibal and then he's going to attack me?
There's several different ways of thinking about it. Like, if it's a possession type thing, then I think it's just like, I don't know. But if it's like, if you're out there hungry and you're like, deciding to eat somebody, I think that's when the Wendigo's just like, come to me, my child. And then you become a Wendigo.
And then he like possesses you. And then then what happens?
And then you become the Wendigo and you have an unsatiable hunger.
And then do you possess someone?
No, you just eat. You just never stop eating.
Okay.
That's the thing. Once you become a Wendigo, you never stop eating.
Can you turn more people into Wendigos?
Think so. I don't think it's like a zombie. I don't think it's like infectious.
So then wait, I'm confused at how you become a Wendigo.
I'm not a Wendigo, so I don't know, but I can ask someone.
Okay.
It's interesting because it's not like Sasquatch, you know? It's not like you can't become a Sasquatch. They're just there, hiding. Maybe, probably not, because Bigfoot doesn't exist. Come at me!
Are we about to fight right now?
Come at me! I hope Matt can hear me screaming.
He's probably worried about you.
Anyways.
Bigfoot might be real. Why do you have to be so closed off? Let's just live in a positive world.
If Bigfoot's real, then Megalodon is real. I know I said it weird.
Megalodon.
Megalodon.
Bigfoot could.
Every inch of this earth has been explored. You know what hasn't? Every inch of the seas. Megalodon could be real.
Every inch of this earth has not been explored. And what if Bigfoot's an alien?
I hate you. Going that route, then everything's off the table.
Exactly, Dr. Phil.
You're paying attention to all this shit.
Yeah.
All the releases and stuff. Can you just like explain to me?
The alien stuff? Yes. Absolutely not. I'm terrified of aliens. We are not going to talk about that.
Is it something I should bring to the next episode so that you should be informed of?
No. Listen. I am willing.
You know that they're real.
I'm willing to accept that they are real. Yes.
Yes.
In my mind, this is where it goes. They've always been there.
Yeah, for sure.
Nothing's going to change. Just
government's been
we don't need to talk about it
forever.
The aliens don't give a fuck about us.
But they do, because we're a threat to the fucking universe. Because we keep putting plastic in the universe.
They don't care about us. And that's where I draw the line. They've always been there.
About us. If we kept our bullshit, Tamara, no, for real.
They don't care about us. They never have.
If we kept our bullshit on this planet, if we kept our nasty little trash wheel on this stupid planet, they'd be fine. But now we're encroaching on their fucking space with all the trash we keep sending into space.
How do we know it's their space and not our space?
First of all, it's everyone's space. And it's like, all right, you have a bubble and somebody enters your bubble and they're just like, I'm just here. What's your problem? And you're like, well, this is my bubble. We have encroached on their bubble of a shared space.
No.
With our trash.
They're out there, but they just really don't care.
They do care. Because
we're boring.
Because they know.
No! That's the line we have to draw so I don't have a panic attack, okay?
Once we go to Mars and turn it to a trash planet, then they're really going to start caring and exterminating us.
Listen, I feel like that's just... That's a tomorrow problem.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Oh my God, that's a beautiful song name.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. No, I'll do better next week.
Okay.
I'll do better.
Yeah. Please don't talk about aliens next week.
You don't want to talk about... Here's what I want to talk about. All the rich people that are going to go to Mars thinking they're going to escape our burning planet. I hope the aliens get them first.
Yeah.
Eat the rich.
Please.
Please, God. What's your story about?
Next week?
Yeah.
It's about a man who you have heard of.
Oh. Oh, God. You're just giving away so much.
Yeah.
You've narrowed down 50% of the population.
He loves his mom.
Oh, is it? Hold on. Ed Kemper? Oh, it's not a murder.
It's not a murder. It's a murder.
It's a murder. He was murdered?
He was murdered.
A murdered guy that loves his mom. Is it my husband?
Did you murder your husband? Who was that man
out
there?
He's in the living room. Well, that doesn't give me anything.
Nope.
Sure. Every man loves his mom. Too much, if you ask me. Yeah.
It's a weird thing. See if I can give you any more like off the wall hints.
Bounce that ball on the wall.
Bounce that ball on the wall.
You just said off the wall.
Okay, I get it.
I confuse you? Okay. Fire! Fire! Let's go!
There's
What color of hair does he have?
Black. Well, yeah, black.
Glasses. No glasses. Do I know his face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's a murder victim. Who murdered him? Was it his mother?
I'm not going to tell you.
It's his mom.
We have a similar facial feature, me and him.
Are you gingers?
Nope.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you did say he has black hair. You have freckles?
Nope.
You have a nose ring?
Yes.
He has a nose ring, too?
I have a nose ring.
He has a nose ring,
he
too?
He has a nose ring.
He sounds hot.
I've been trying to convince Rich. It will never happen.
You should convince him to get his nipples pierced.
That's weird.
I don't really want Matt to get his nipples pierced. He wants me to get my nipples pierced. I'm just like, I have to wear a bra. You don't. You get your nipples pierced.
I could not imagine the pain.
It hurts at first.
I can't do it.
But the keeping it clean. I mean, I sweat so much when I'm at work.
I listened to a story about this girl who was taking her piercing out. And something came out that looked like spaghetti.
No.
And she started to pull it. No, it was a nerve.
What?
And it was very painful.
No!
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's not a thing.
It was...
Pulled your nerve out of your boob?
Something, but it was extremely painful. Oh,
God.
I don't know what happened to her.
I really want to get them done, but...
But I mean, like...
It's disgusting.
I mean, I've had my nipple bitten off. Not bitten off.
What? Still, I was like...
bitten by...
By your daughter.
My daughter. I was, like, so hurt that... And, like, so shocked because you don't know what's going to happen. It's just so incredibly painful. Like...
How bad? Because I've had, like, my nipple bitten pretty badly by my husband.
Like, really bad.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It does some fun.
And, like... It's like they don't even know. At least, like, with your husband, he like, understands it. Like, he's hurting you.
He has
you.
No concept of pain.
But, like, with a baby, they're just, like, they're teething on your nipple. And they have sharp razor teeth.
Gross.
It's horrible. There's a lot of blood.
Oh, she made you bleed?
Mm-hmm. My nipples bled a lot. Oh, my God. Thanks for listening to our nipple
podcast. Goodbye. This is our nipple podcast. Hopefully you're all women and you understand. And if you're men, just, like, learn more about the women in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes our nipples bleed. And sometimes they're really sensitive, even if you're not on your period or ovulating. Sometimes it just hurts.
And sometimes... Be gentle. Stuff just comes out of them.
Like a nerve. Like a whole ass spaghetti noodle of nerve endings. Be careful.
Is that how we're going to end it? Screaming about nipples?
What else should we scream about, Tamara? The aliens?
No, let's not. All right, friends. Have a great week. Rate, review, subscribe. Email us at...
FearfulFriendsPodcast@gmail.com.
Bye-bye.
See you later, dudes.